Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have. Hi, it's recovering United States Congressman J.D. Hayworth. And aiding me in my recovery is a generous dose of real talk from my friend Audrey Russo. Keep listening to her or suffer the consequences.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. The call for audits of the 2020 presidential election by the voters continues to grow in all states. How long will the Biden regime and rhinos be able to ignore it? And Biden meets with Xi on Zoom. Was it substantive? Or was the discussion about Joe's favorite ice cream flavor? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. He's a frequent military analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you very much, Audrey, for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. And we're going to jump right in here. Tom, last time we discussed the fact that more states and more voters around the country are requesting audits of the 2020 presidential election. Do we have any updates on that?
Well, yes. The updates are that more states are finding fraudulent activities in Wisconsin, of course, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and even Nevada has found some. There have been some protests, plus other states are coming up. Now, I look at it very simply, and for our listeners, Audrey, it's very simple. If Biden got the most votes in history, 80 million votes, more than any president in the history of the country, by not having a campaign, then he would be demanding that every state have an audit to prove to the American people, because it's somewhere between 38 and almost 50% of the American people believe that there were fraudulent activities in the election, the 2020 election. Now, why is that important? Well, and there's only one person that is really pursuing it at the top level of the Republican ranks, and that's former President Trump. And I don't hear anything from McConnell or McCarthy or any other Republicans pressing on it. I heard from Chris Christie that he said, let's forget about the 2020 election.
He's a fool. Yeah, he's a rhino.
He is.
Yeah.
At best.
Right.
Now, the important thing is for our listeners to understand, if we do not correct and show where the fraudulent activity in the 2020 election was, we're going to duplicate it in the midterms in 22 and in the presidential election in 24. Now, I say that because being a Virginia resident and watching this very closely, they again use cyber warfare, hammer and scorecard, on the Virginia and the New Jersey election. Right. And until this is exposed, where all the American people see it, and an audit will expose that, then it's a person like you and I talking about it because I have inside information, et cetera. But that's not when the state legislatures say it and correct it, because it's the state legislatures that must examine it, the audits, and then go back to the Electoral College and say, we submitted in the 6 battleground states and maybe more fraudulent votes, and here our corrected vote counts are. So that's why it's important that we demand, and the American people demand, the audits. And for the simplicity of it, the 6 battleground states, where you really needed only 3, or you could have had 2 of the bigger states, to have that audit, and that will swing the election. It was that close. So that's why, for our listeners to understand, it is important. I normally don't look in the rearview mirror, I look out front, but in this particular case, to prevent it in future elections, the Democratic Party, with foreign intervention, China, Pakistan, others, has used cyber warfare to put out the final number. And look at what it's gotten us. It's gotten us rampant inflation, maybe the highest that we'll ever have when it's finished in our history. Number 2, we have an energy crisis. Number 3, we have open borders, and we've got almost 2 million people, or I guess it is 2 million people, in the last year that have come across the border with the open border policy of Biden. And then you had the Afghanistan debacle, in which he surrendered Afghanistan. He didn't withdraw. He deliberately surrendered Afghanistan to the Taliban after 20 years of warfare over there against the radical Islamists. So those things alone, and now the mandatory vaccinations, what we're talking about, COVID-19, which is a deliberate biological attack by the Chinese on the world and America, and they followed it up with the cyber warfare attack in our 2020 election, as well as the elections in New Jersey and Virginia. Now, by the dear Lord's grace, Virginia, it was the dear Lord helped us. Let me just say that. It didn't help, was not able to do that in New Jersey, and I can't tell you why, but you know how close that election was. The Republican actually won, Audrey, in New Jersey, but because they used cyber warfare, they tipped it off. So that's why, bottom line, it is important that we have those state audits, and our listeners must demand it of their legislatures and of their states.
Absolutely. And I understand that another so-called Republican group has popped up, which wants an end to President Trump and any efforts to audit the results of the 2020 election. The Republican Accountability Project has an account on Twitter where it claims a desire to get rid of President Trump and any of the efforts to audit. Obviously, this is another group of never Trumpers like the Lincoln Project. Are you surprised by this effort to suppress the people's voice by establishment GOP?
Yes, absolutely. And the reason is because they're complicit in this. Look, every mainstream media is complicit in the 2020 election. They will not allow you to go on the air and talk about it. That's why what you're doing, Audrey, is so vitally important to the freedom and to the protection of our Constitution. And because it's an outlet where people like I can go on and we can discuss these things as reasonable people. So I'm surprised that we have Republicans. Look at Georgia, the governor down there, Arizona, a Republican governor, and then the accountability group that I was not familiar with it till you just mentioned it, but it doesn't surprise me. So we have a problem. We have a problem with corruption. The money that China has put in this country and buying up votes, big tech, look at big tech and look at what they're doing and how they're controlling.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, Twitter and Facebook wouldn't let President Trump come on.
He was still president when they did that, too. He was still president. Yes. Yeah. I mean, this is insanity. So
why are they doing? Why are they trying to take away free speech?
Only communists do that.
Only communists.
That's it. You know, Tom, you mentioned the experimental vaccine. Now, more people are dying from the experimental vaccine or gene therapy. More are permanently crippled by companies mandating it, yet Biden, Big Pharma et al. Continue to push an illegal effort, and many medical professionals, other than the courageous ones that you and I know that are against this or are standing against this, are keeping silent and violating their oath to do no harm. Now, this is an untenable position. The communist left appears to want to it seems like they're trying to egg us on to a backlash of violence from the people, because you could only push people so far. They have, well, look what they did last year. They devastated small business, caused millions of Americans to lose their jobs, as you had just mentioned, from the lockdown. And now to force an experimental gene therapy in a one-size-fits-all campaign, Americans are dying, being permanently maimed, and they're being ignored and abandoned by their government, drug companies, and most of all, the medical profession. Do you think these elitists are prepared for what Americans can unleash when they are pushed too far?
I don't think they are, and the Americans are getting there. Let me just read you what I got minutes ago from a very good source. It says, fully vaccinated individuals with breakthrough infections have peak viral load similar to unvaccinated cases and can efficiently transmit infections in household settings, included to fully vaccinated. That came from Dr. Simone Gold, who has been a brilliant and outspoken advocate of not having the vaccination and clearly against mandated vaccinations and clearly against 5 to 11-year-olds. We are creating more problems with vaccinating people that have, and under the age of 30, it's The survivability rate, as I've said before, is 99.9999, the survivability rate. So why would you take a vaccination for anybody under 30, yet we have mandatory? And it goes back to the one point you brought up. They want to move this country into a communist, totalitarian society. It is that simple. Everything they are doing, Audrey, from Black Lives Matter to Antifa to trying to intimidate the people in Kenosha, the trial going on up there right now, right, trying to intimidate the jury. Everything they are doing is driving towards power, and they want it to be a communist society. They're not saying that. They're calling it a progressive democratic.
which is euphemism for communism.
Correct. Precisely.
You know, as you mentioned, they've been trying to make us Europe for years. You know, this love affair, the affinity that the media has for Europe and things European. And they are closer to communism, obviously, than we are, because many of their economic policies are socialist. But, of course, we all know, as Vladimir Lenin said, the goal of socialism is communism. So eventually it's going to get there.
Socialism is the front door for communism.
Yes.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
And so whenever I see these progressive socialists like Bernie and all that crowd, they are communists. And now he's running the Senate Appropriations Committee, and they're deliberately trying to create a Weimar Republic with the hyperinflation that we see in front of us right now that was deliberately orchestrated. In 10 months, Audrey, you could not get the amount of inflation that we have had unless you deliberately tried to do it. And O'Biden has done that.
Exactly. And speaking of O'Biden, he had a Zoom meeting with Xi. No mention, of course, of the origin of COVID-19 or the Chinese nuclear program or Taiwan's sovereignty. Are we really surprised by this?
You and I are. Because
yeah.
if China help you get elected, you're going to do exactly what they want. And those two issues that you brought about, the sovereignty of Taiwan and their nuclear growth, they are trying to build a first capability strike against us that is survivable. And they are doubling their nuclear forces. Mm. So before, I did not believe, Audrey, that there was any value to the Chinese attacking Taiwan. Now I have become convinced, based on this summit that we had, that O'Biden had with Xi this week, and what he didn't discuss. He didn't discuss COVID-19, how it came out of China, and get to the roots of it. You and I know that it was a deliberate biological attack on the world,
right,
and orchestrated this with complicit domestic enemies. And we can talk about who those domestic enemies were, but they happen to be in office right now.
Yes.
And so that was followed up by the massive cyber attack on our election system. Now, they are doing things at a rate that no government, American administration, has done before. And they're doing it, and they're passing bills and that will be almost impossible to correct, even with Trump back in and the Republicans owning the House and the Senate. It's going to be very difficult to walk all these bills back. And they know that. Here's why I think that Taiwan is now very vulnerable. It will be done after the Winter Olympics that's going on and going to go on in China.
Right.
And because look at what the Russians are doing with the Ukraine. I believe there'll be a simultaneous attack against Taiwan and against the Ukraine. And we have no capability against that, and on a two-front war, because guess who? Obama cut back our force structure, where we were always building in the military for ability to have a war in the Pacific and a war in Europe. We no longer have that force structure. Obama did that deliberately. And so what we now are set up for is the simultaneous attack to expand the Soviet Union and recreate the old Soviet Union, and to give Taiwan back to China. And so I am now saying that summit, Zoom summit, if you will,
right,
was a sham. Yeah. The Chinese got everything they wanted. They didn't discuss the COVID-19, where it came from. And why would they? Because we were complicit in it. Look at Dr. Fauci.
Oh, gosh.
Function.
Yeah.
Americans funded to the Wuhan laboratory.
Exactly.
We don't have to go through that whole thing again. But Fauci and a U.S. government has deliberately doing, I believe, in a vaccination, still not proven yet, but potentially this vaccination is another biological attack, but this time by the U.S. government. Now, that is stunning, Audrey, and everyone would say, oh, you must be a tin hat, but look at the results.
Yeah.
Look at the deaths. Look at Pfizer. It comes out that there were 21 deaths during
their trial. Yeah.
In the trials, and it was 5 or 6 more than they, versus 16, so it was 5 more than they had, than they advertised. And so these are the things that need for clarification. Dr. Simone Gold, Dr. Peter McCutcheon, a whole host of doctors that we are in communication with are fighting this. But that is the potential. And again, I go back to, with the 99.9999 survivability rate, why would anybody below the age of 30, and by the way, up to the age of 50, it's still in the 99% survival. Why would we have mandatory vaccinations?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a great question. And you've even had somebody who I have no respect for anymore, former Ambassador John Bolton, who wrote an article in Wall Street Journal where he's saying that Biden has no China policy. But, Tom, of course Biden has a China policy. Whatever China wants, China gets. Am I right?
Precisely. I should have said that. You know it. And we're both fans of John Bolton's, but they do have a China policy. Anything that China wants, China gets. That I call the Audrey Russo policy of clear and very, very precise. Whatever they want, they get it. Audrey, you are spot on.
Well, I mean, I thought to myself, of course he does. He, whatever they want, they get, right? That's a policy. It's not the policy we want.
Right.
You actually passed on an incredible article by Dr. Peter Breggin called A Declaration for Refounding America Now. And in his article, I'm just going to read one quote. He says, the global predators include many multi-billionaires, but also government health agencies, deep state bureaucracies, giant philanthropic foundations, and international corporations from fast food and sporting goods companies to big box franchises, tech companies, and banks. These individuals and entities devalue patriotism, lack an appreciation of constitutional democracy and individual freedoms, and lack higher ideals or spiritual values superior to themselves. In a very sinister game, they look down on the world as their playground and us as their toys. That's end of quote. This is one of the most candid and cogent perspectives on what is happening. Do you agree?
Absolutely. He is spot on. He and his wife wrote that article, and it was endorsed by Peter McCullough and other doctors prominent, because in it, he then describes the dangers of the vaccination and what it's doing to America. But what has happened is greed. Greed has overcome our Constitution. And so when you look at the money that big tech is making, you look at the money that many of the corporations are making by outsourcing to China, when you look at the billionaires that have been created in the last 10 years, 15 years in America, Audrey, there is greed, and China has been part of that. And China has bought into it. They've got, I think it's 2 million students in American colleges now. They are taking all our technology. There's not a server in the world that they cannot hack, even our most secure military, yet nobody wants to say anything about it. There's not, you look at the banks, they don't say anything about it, and they lose $50 or $100 million over a weekend, and they don't tell anybody, because then you and I would move our money out of it. But the Chinese are doing that to us.
Yes.
And all this corruption is going on in the world. And when we let China come into the World Trade Organization, I think they have grown 800% from before they came in. So we are helping feed our own demise, our own destruction of our Constitution, of freedom of speech. And because we have a complicit mainstream media, they are no longer a fourth estate. They are an enemy to us.
Yes.
It's all being orchestrated against us, this racial animosity. Before Obama came in, we were not having racial problems.
No.
Martin Luther King's mantra of look at a person not for the color of his skin, but the characteristic of his character.
Right.
The American character.
Exactly.
That is what the whole world is about.
Well, the absurdity of Obama saying that we had a race problem is, how did you get elected then? Twice. How?
Correct.
It's white people did it. Okay, I mean, it's just it's beyond stupid, and unfortunately, they treat us like that, Tom.
That's how they do it. That is their objective,
yeah.
Because they have an objective, and it's a communist society that they will be the ruling elites, and they will control everything, and it doesn't really matter what the American people think or want. Now, there are indications that, for instance, there are 15 House members that are not in the Democratic Party that are not going to run for re-election. Mm-hmm. Already, right. We're a year away from the election, and 15 announced that they're not going to run. They see the handwriting on the wall with the just deliberate destruction of America. We know it, with the hyperinflation, open borders, failure in Afghanistan, the racial relations, yes. The critical race theory, when they have gone and attacked mothers and school children and saying that they have no right to talk about the children's what they're getting in the education system,
right.
As well as this critical race theory, when you're evaluating people on the color of their skin. Please. The military is going that way.
Yeah.
So they have infected and gotten into our military,
which I
never thought they could, Aubrey.
You know, speaking of that, is there anyone, just one, in the leadership, a flag officer that's pushing back against that? Is there even one?
I have not heard of them. Yeah. I've heard of some lieutenant colonels writing articles or pushing back. The one that pushed back on Afghanistan, and there was Longmire, who pushed back on the CRT. Where are the service chiefs?
Where are they?
The service chiefs approving this. They have approved this. I hold them accountable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as far as the Republican Party, which I won't mention the fact that for the first two years of Trump, we had both houses, and they did, Bupkis, nothing. We have governors. We have one governor in particular, okay, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who promised to stand up to Biden's vaccine mandate if it ends up actually existing, because it really does not exist. This is what's insane. DeSantis said that he was offended that a police officer could potentially lose their job due to not being vaccinated. The mandate is, in essence, a press release, and yet families are being devastated by it. What kind of madness is this? I mean, there is no actual mandate. It's just, I want you to do this. The press says, oh, it's a mandate, and people are getting fired. This is craziness.
I mean, look, that is communism at its best.
There it
That's
is.
That's not socialism.
No.
That is communism best. All these mandatory things, and now looking at the mandatory vaccination of 5 to 11-year-olds, or just even the vaccination of them, we do not know what the long-term consequences are,
mm-hmm.
and the CDC and the NIH, National Institute of Health, have not certified this.
No.
So these drug companies are not open to lawsuits.
No.
And you have the deaths. One doctor has estimated the number of deaths in the United States of 225,000 people that have had the vaccination and died within 7 days of the vaccination.
Yes.
So
that's it.
Get the facts.
No, they're not going to let you get the facts. That's where the communism comes in yet again. They're controlling the narrative.
Yes. Which means we have a corrupt government.
There it is.
That is third world government. It's in our health system. It's in our Department of Defense.
Yeah.
It's in our Department of Justice.
That's it.
It is in everything.
It is.
The Department of Education. It's in everything that's going on.
That's
how
it.
Did we get here?
Yeah. Well,
how did we?
It's been taken.
Know how we got here?
We know. Yes, Tom. Where can listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS?
The Citizens Commission on National Security is a group that I'm associated with, and you can get them on Citizens Commission on National Security.org, and that's where all my radio shows and TV shows, etc., go, Audrey, and that's where this show will go. I'm immensely grateful. I tell you this every time I talk to you monthly and get on and discuss what's going on in our country and what a wonderful job you are doing. And your listeners, you're getting what I believe are the real facts. As distasteful as they are the real facts. and they are going to be proven. And hopefully, John Durham will dig into and show the corruption that came out, and it is still with us.
Yes. Absolutely. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the On Air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links that the General has just shared. Thanks so much, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your joining us again. You'll join us again, yes?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.